Well, hello. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I want to thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice right now. So what I want to do now before I get into the main content that I had, I have a list of what's called the 7 cardinal rules in life. It's things that everyone should know. It's steps to live your life by. So let me start with the first one. The first one is to make peace with your past. I think that's a lot. That's one that trips a lot of people up because we're all out here basically living our lives through the mirror of past actions, past interactions, traumas that may have happened to us. And a lot of times that happens subconsciously. So a lot of times we don't even realize that we are living our day-to-day lives based on things that have happened to us in the past. So definitely make peace with your past. Number 2, what others think about you is none of your business. That's yet another one. A lot of people try to live up to what they think other people think about them, which is really weird when you think about it. Instead of people living their own life, they live their life based on how they perceive other people's thoughts about them. So in a weird sort of way, we're trying, a lot of times we try to live our lives out as basically a movie that we think other people want to see. So what others think about you, that's none of your business. So that's something else to not worry about. Number 3, time heals almost everything. So I know you might have heard me on a past podcast talk about the what next philosophy, which is if you're in an emotional state and you do things just out of your emotion or your anger or whatever, and you're not thinking about what happens next, if you could just dial that back and take some time, because time heals almost everything, you might take a different course of action. And I know that's hard to say. I know that's hard to do. I know it's easy to say. I know it's hard to do. I know people, a lot of times, they act on their emotions. It's split fast. People want to react right then and there. A lot of times that gets you into trouble, and that can mess up a whole lot of things in your life. So give yourself time before you react or before you act emotionally. Number 4, no one is the reason for your own happiness. That statement there means, obviously, you are in control of your own happiness. There is no person on this planet that can make you happy. There is no person on this planet that can make you unhappy. You are the one that dictates where your mood goes, how you perceive things. You can be happy if you want, or you can be miserable if you want. Number 5, don't compare your life with others. Now, this is something that's come real prevalent with social media, because it's very easy for people to post things on social media and everybody's using the quote, my best life ever, or living my best life. I think that's how it goes. And of course, that's what people are going to post because they want to put forward that image of I'm doing everything right. My life couldn't be better. And then you got people that look at that stuff and they start to question their lives. Like, where am I? Why isn't my life this perfect? Man, you got to realize we're all in the same boat. There are people that are just as messed up as you are. There are people just as messed up as I am. So it doesn't make any sense to compare your life with anybody else. And I know people hear that a lot, but it's very hard to live up to because we see so many examples of people doing the things that we wish we could do or living the life that we wish we could live. You don't have any, if you feed into that every day, you don't have any choice but to feel bad about yourself if you're not doing that thing. Number 6, stop thinking too much. Can you remember a time that you were supposed to take that step or you're supposed to take that chance and you sat down and you thought about it and you talked yourself right out of it? Maybe you're supposed to ask that person out on a date or ask that person just for their phone number. And you got nervous or you got scared or whatever, and you thought about it and you talked yourself out of it. Now, obviously, I'm not telling anybody to go out and be reckless with their lives. But there are certain situations where maybe you should stop thinking so much. Maybe you should just take the chance and do that thing. It might lead to you landing that client. It could lead to you getting that good job. It could lead to you getting a spouse, that person that you're interested in. So a lot of times I think people overthink things too much. And number 7, smile. Simply smile. I remember when I was younger, there were studies done saying that it takes more muscles to conjure up a frown than it does to smile. A lot of times where we don't feel like smiling, it's very hard to be in an argument if you just start smiling. Now, I'm not talking about that psychotic smile that sometimes people give when they're about to do something crazy. I'm talking about like a genuine smile. Smile in the face of people that want to do you harm. Smile in the face of obstacles to get to your goal. You can smile through all of that. You have the choice. So there it is. 7 cardinal rules in life everyone should know about. We are deep in quarter 4 of 2018, meaning we're close to the end. So a couple of things that I want to bring up. Number 1, do you plan on voting? Are you sure that your voting registration is correct and up to date? Are you sure that you're even registered? Have you been purged from being able to vote? I know this is kind of coming up really late, as a lot of places are already starting like their early voting. But if you have not gotten on that, I'm pretty sure the deadline for making sure that you are registered is either really close or unfortunately it might have passed in a few areas. But I just want to make sure that everyone gets out and exercises their right to vote. And it doesn't matter if you're voting blue or red or whatever party that you choose to. Just make sure that you vote. It doesn't make sense to complain about all the stuff that's going on if you are not voting, making your voice heard. And yes, your voice does count. It does matter. So just make sure that you're ready to vote. Also, since we're at this late stage in 2018, we're getting ready to embark on 2019, got me thinking about where has the time gone? I know a lot of people might have taken part of like the New Year's resolutions at the beginning of 2018, and I'm just wondering, can you remember the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of this year? Can you remember the things that you said that you were going to accomplish or you were going to start? How many of those things, if you have created goals and lists, how many of those things have fallen off? You always hear about the gyms being super packed in January and February, and then come March, they're back to being ghost towns. And a lot of places, they bank on that. They know good and well, like if you go to Planet Fitness, they know good and well they're charging people $20 a month. They know by the time February comes around, in a lot of cases, a lot of people aren't going to show up. But they're not going to think about it, so they're going to keep paying that $20. My hand is raised because I'm guilty of that myself. I need to get my butt into a gym as well. Can you remember the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year? And how many of those are you continuing with? And how many of those have you kind of fallen off? Have you set a specific goal for yourself and you started off on a particular path and then you kind of got knocked off that path and you ended up somewhere else? That's something that you could think about. I realize, though, the older that I get, the faster time seems to go by. And it doesn't slow down and give you a break. You don't take a breather. Like, this thing just keeps going and going. I mean, I remember when I graduated from high school, I can remember when I went and saw Prince in concert. I can definitely remember when the terrorists blew up the World Trade Center. And clearly, I can remember clearly as if it happened yesterday, the 9/11 attacks. So, more than anything, I do remember a lot of time that I've wasted. I remember a lot of times that I've given my power over myself to somebody else. I remember the times that I allowed my emotions to get away from me and I kind of lost my temper. For some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but times like that kind of stick out in my mind. Especially like the older that I get. And I'm starting to realize that when people say that when people get on in life, they don't remember the times that you've made a fool out of yourself for trying something new. Or they don't remember the bad things that happened when you took a chance on something. A lot of times, you remember the times that you didn't take the chance. Or you remember the time that you were too scared to take the next step. You remember the times that you talked yourself out of doing something, and that could have been like the next step in your life that could have changed your life forever. You start to listen to that tape in your head that says, man, you can't do that. Like, that dream that you have, man, that's impossible. Just forget about that. Just keep going how you're going. So those things kind of stick out in my mind. Definitely always keep in mind the things that you are still going to do, because no one's story is completely written until, of course, you are no longer breathing. Now, also at this stage in my life, a lot of times I'm beginning to think about, what legacy am I going to leave behind? How am I going to leave this world better than when I found it? Which I think should be the goal of everyone on the planet. I don't think that we should be here just kind of going day to day, waking up, going to work, coming home, watching TV, drinking a beer, and doing that same routine the next day. I mean, people get lost years of doing that same routine and they look up and like, man, where did my time go? So you start to listen to people. Well, I do. I start to listen to people like Will Smith has a YouTube channel and he talks about living your best life. And I listen to people like Les Brown and Eric Thomas and Darren Hardy. And I still go back and I listen to Zig Ziglar, people like that. So the older that I get, the more apparent it is to me that I need to start doing something that's going to leave a legacy, not only for my kids, but something that maybe the world can look at and say, that's good. That's a good thing. Like, I just don't want to die and then a generation after I'm gone, like, I'm just kind of forgotten. I know that might be a lofty goal. That might just be how time treats people sometimes. But yeah, man, I want to leave a legacy. I want to do something good. I want to be able to help people. So let me put this a little bit into perspective, and maybe you'll see why I've been thinking about this a whole lot lately. I was reading a report from the World Health Organization, and the report was talking about something like you have 13,000 mornings in your lifetime, and that's good, hardworking, productive mornings. So let's say on average, the life expectancy for a male is 79 years, and for a female, it's 81 years. So between the years of 20 and 70 years old, which are your good working years, you count 260 work days, because you probably want to take at least 2 days a week off. So that leaves you with about a good 13,000 mornings of being productive. So let's break that down. If you've got a dream that you're chasing after and you wait until you're 30, you have 10,000 mornings left of good productive work on average. Let's say if you're 40, that cuts it down to 7,800 mornings. If you're at 50, you got a good 5,000 left. Or how about even when you're 60? You've got 2,600 mornings left. Now, if you're thinking like how I'm thinking when I first read that, you get that little butterflies in your chest or that little tingling sensation in the back of your throat, as you think about where you are in that little short example, it really brings into perspective how much time is wasted. Maybe playing video games, maybe social media, going through emails. I mean, just doing things that really are not designed to take your life to the next level. Some of the missed opportunities stick out in my mind, things that I knew that I probably should have pulled the cord on and jumped that, but for whatever reason, I didn't. So now the big question for me and for anyone listening is, what are you going to do with the time that you have left? How, if that's your goal, how are you going to leave your mark on this planet? How are you going to leave a legacy or leave this place better than when you were born into it? Do you want to build a life for you and your family that you can be proud of? Do you want to build that company? Do you want to ask that person out on a date, even if it's something small like that? But that could also potentially turn out to be life-changing. So the big question is, what are we waiting for? Which is the reason why I kind of started this podcast. I do feel like I have things to say. I do feel like I have a lot on my chest that I need to get off. I do feel like my voice can be heard, and I believe everybody's voice can be heard. The technology that we have now just makes it really easy for people to be able to voice their opinions. Whether that be for good or for bad, we have that available to us now. So something to think about. What are you doing day to day that's going to propel your life to where you want it to be? And it doesn't mean like money-wise. It doesn't mean being a millionaire. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that you can leave and your great-grandkids can look at a picture of you and say, man, that was great-granddad. He did this thing, this wonderful thing, and he completely changed the course of our family's life. I mean, how cool is that? How cool would that be to be able to leave that type of legacy where generations down the line, your family could look at what you've done and be proud? It's interesting to think about. So, with that in mind, that's really kind of all I had for today. I wanted to keep it short. I wanted to keep it simple. A couple of notes that I have, though. Seeing as how we've had National Mental Health Awareness Month or Day or whatever it is, I just want to leave a couple of notes on people that might feel like they don't have a choice or they don't have any options. I just want to leave a couple of phone numbers, and I'll also leave them in the show notes too. For things that are really coming into the forefront. And I just want to make sure that people have resources so that they know that they're not alone. They know that they have people they can talk to, and that they know that they have, there's some sort of support system out there. So let me give just an 800 number for the National Sexual Assault Hotline. If it's something that you've gone through, please don't hesitate to call and speak with someone. That number is 1-800-656-4673. Once again, that's the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Also have the Suicide Prevention Hotline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. Planned Parenthood, that's still a thing. I do want to forward that number. That's 1-800-230-7526. And the last one is the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. And that number is 1-800-656-HOPE, which I think is the same as the National Sexual Assault Hotline. So just a couple of resources out there that I want people to know that whatever it is that you're going through, you are not alone. You don't have to feel like you have to face this all by yourself. There's a network of help out there. There's support groups. I'm pretty sure you can go on Facebook and find support groups. The main thing is that you don't have to take on anything traumatic that has happened to you by yourself. There are resources out here. So, like I said, I'll leave these in the show notes. I'll also invite you to join us on our Facebook page. You can find that by typing in Uplifting Words. I also share daily nuggets of motivation, inspiration, and motivation there. Yeah, become a fan of the podcast, subscribe so that you'll know every time that I put up a new episode. If you're feeling generous, consider becoming a donor. Anchor, the Anchor app, has made it really easy for you to be able to contribute monetarily to this podcast. And don't forget, I do have a YouTube channel called Restaurant at Home. I actually haven't done a video in a little bit. I need to jump on that. but I like to cook. That's another one of the things I like to do. So I like to film myself doing that. But yeah, man, outside of that, I just want everyone to be well. I want everyone to know that they are not by themselves, and invite people to seek out the resources that they need in order to, if your life has been knocked off of track, seek the resources out that'll help you get back on track. So with that being said, I want to thank you very much for joining me. Everyone, don't forget to get out and vote. I know for a lot of people, a lot of areas, it's coming up on that time. Some people have already early voted. Some people have gotten it out of the way. So just make sure your stuff is straight. Make sure you're registered. Get out and show and share your voice. Your voice matters. You need to be heard. Also, on top of that, I want to send a big shout out to our partner, Organifi. So if you want to get that superfood green juice boost that your body deserves, that your body craves, visit OrganifiShop.com. Pick up your container of their most popular product, which is the green juice, and have you some of that on a daily basis. They also have the red juice and the gold juice. I would suggest trying them all. They're all very good. Like I said, OrganifiShop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 for 15% off of your entire order. And as usual, I'll have all of those notes in the, or I'll have the links in the show notes so you can just easily click on them there. Don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page. Give this podcast applause and thumbs up and favorites and all of that good stuff. I would really appreciate it. And consider becoming a donor to the podcast. The Anchor app makes it really easy for you to do that. So with all of that being said, thank you very much, guys. And I will talk to you in the next one.